The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello. My Music, and that means a contest in musical knowledge and evasiveness on the part of Frank Buer and David Franklin versus Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. First round, composer, please, and title. And this week, gentlemen, the composers' names in this first round all begin with the letter C. David Franklin, some brilliant piano playing to start us off. And title, David.
Now, there's an orchestra and a piano, and to the trained mind, this can only mean two things. Firstly, there's a very big squash on the concert platform.
Yes.
And the second thing is that together they're playing a piano concerto.
That gets you half a mark for
the
start.
This is 19th century, it begins with C. I therefore dismiss Carissimi. I should guess that it's Chopin.
That's a very good guess.
Piano Concerto by Chopin.
Yes, would you like to give it a number?
I don't know how many he wrote. We'll start at
number one.
That.
Yes, you have two marks, David.
The triumph of the deductive method.
Absolutely marvellous. Marvellous, Holmes.
Luck.
Yes, Chopin's Piano Concerto number one in E minor, one of the later movements. You have two marks. It's got us off to a flying start. Dennis, a few years ago, this would have been a trap question. I'll ask you now, though. Composer and title.
I know what it is. If I write it down, see if I'm right.
All right, let's hear it now.
Yes. I wrote down the word Purcell, and that was the trap.
Yes, you mean you should have pronounced it Purcell, which is quite correct.
Which is sure. But I believe this keeps cropping up on My Music, that it's now been decided, or it's been decided on this program, whether outside of this program they've decided, it's attributed to somebody called Clark, who had a rather biblical first name, which evades me.
Jeremiah.
Yes, Jeremiah Clark. The title of the piece?
Trumpet Voluntary.
Yes, two marks there. Ian Wallace's turn.
I always associate that tune with as a small boy being taken to the Ideal Home exhibition, and they used to have a lot of gardens in those days in the Ideal Home exhibition, and that music was always playing as part of a selection to make you enjoy the gardens. Why, I don't know, because they were English gardens, and that tune is called España. Yes. By Chabrier.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Chabrier, two marks you have. Frank, yours is such an easy one, I must insist on an exactly correct answer.
Well, it was written by Eric Coates.
C for Coates, yes, that's right, one mark.
No, Eric Coates, not C for Coates. and I think the title is, well, I've always thought of it as Sleepy Lagoon.
That'll get you half a mark, but I would like the correct title. You haven't got it, have you, there, either of you?
Is it Something Lagoon?
It's Something Something, Sleepy Lagoon. And it's the second Something.
Sleepy Lagoon.
No, I can't give it to you. It's correctly by the Sleepy Lagoon.
Oh.
It's not generally known. 1.5 out of 2.
Sounds like a real estate agent in the British Honduras, doesn't it? By the Sleepy Lagoon.
Second round, as we turn our attention to full names. Just for instance, there's a famous American jazz pianist known as Willie the Lion Smith, whose real name is William Henry Joseph Bertol Bonaparte Bertoloff Smith. I'm sure you get the idea. Complete, please, the name. So, give me the last name. David Franklin. Giacomo Antonio Domenico Michele Secondo Maria...
Was this chap who wrote lots and lots of operas very quickly and then gave up?
No. No, not Rossini. But...
Oh.
Dame Clara Butt.
Now, this, I'll give you a hint. This gentleman extended his lifetime into my lifetime, just by a few years.
1901, you can get.
Puccini.
Yes, I'll give you that. It's a slightly difficult one. Puccini is right. I thought the Secondo might help you. Obviously, a second son. Puccini for a mark. Dennis Norton, Hoagland Howard
Carmichael.
Otherwise known as
Hoagie.
Hoagie for Hoagland. That's a mark for you. Ian Wallace, three names. I'll give you the first two. Edward Kennedy...
Ellington.
Yes,
Duke.
Ellington is right, yes. Frank Muir, Leon Bismarck...
Somebody. Albert Herring.
No, why?
What?
Why?
Because I don't know the answer.
If you shorten Bismarck, you could get a very good clue to this, and I think Dennis might know this one.
What?
Now, I must tell you, busy, I think this because I cherish...
Busy Gillespie.
I cherish the notion...
What do you shorten the Bismarck to? Bis or Mark?
No, neither.
Or Bismuth.
No, it's no good. I cherish the illusion, and it probably is an illusion, that Dennis is a jazz fan underneath it all. Short for Bismarck, Bix Beiderbecke. Never mind, let's press on. Here's the next round. Here are some famous singers, but they're not singing the songs that you might normally perhaps associate with them. Mm. Just one mark, then, for the name of the singer. David, who's this?
Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try.
No idea.
Don't know.
Is it him?
No,
it's not me.
No.
I've no idea.
The audience knows. Paul Robeson it was, yes, singing perhaps rather strangely a song from South Pacific. No marks there. Dennis, who's this singer?
Search high and low, follow.
Is it the Princess of Understatement, Miss Shirley Bassey?
Yes, it is, yes. Yes, it was show. One mark there. Ian, singer for you.
Sacred love will shine, sein Mund so bright und rot. Und seine Augen wie Diamanten strahlen.
Difficult, but I could just hear the tone of his voice there.
Yes, maybe you could. Was he out of his normal register?
And out of his normal language with a vengeance, yes.
Not Georges Guitari.
No. Star of Two Little Boys. Rolf Harris, it was. Rolf Harris, singing part of O Mein Papa in German. No marks. Here's a singer for you, Frank.
Blue, my world is blue. Blue is my world, now I'm without you. Gray, my life is gray. Cold is my heart since you went away.
Unmistakable.
Bing Crosby.
Yes, Bing Crosby for your mark. That's right. The next round, and questions about opera and ballet. Any takers? Right, David. Sullivan had no great success in the operas he wrote without Gilbert, but he did compose a grand opera which had a run of 160 nights after their partnership was dissolved. What was it called?
Ivanhoe.
Ivanhoe for 2 marks. Dennis, a conductor arranged a composer's works and called the result, wait for it, Love in Bath. It...
Your plug numbers.
That's what I was. I was working on that in a land of soap and glory. Lufar, come back to me. But proceed.
It was a ballet. Can you name, please, the conductor and the composer concerned?
This wouldn't be John Lanchbury, no.
No, no, no. More eminent, more knightly. Or, it's John Lanchbury, will forget me.
It's Thomas Beecham.
That'll do you for a mark.
Well, that's more baronetly, actually.
Yes, more baronetly, that's right. It's Thomas Beecham, but, yes, I can't give you any longer on this, can I?
Really.
The music
no,
of be, yeah. Handel, his beloved Handel. 1 mark out of 2, and jolly lucky too. Ian, Marguerite's brother Valentine has a friend, a village youth, who loves Marguerite, but promises to look after her while her brother is away. Who is he, and why... If you see a performance of the opera in question, would he appear to be unlikely to win her?
Well, the opera is Faust,
yes,
by Gounod.
Yes, that's right. The village youth who loves Marguerite, the name...
Well, it must be Faust.
No,
it's not Faust. Gracious, fancy not knowing that.
I'll give you the name, and for your other mark, you can... Sable.
I don't know.
No, because the part is played by a woman. In fact, by a soprano.
Quick. Well, that never deterred any principal boy in pantomime.
No, but there it is anyway. Frank, the initial production of a Rimsky-Korsakov opera was banned. Why was it banned, and what was it called?
This is in Russia.
Yes. How did you guess? Yes.
Well, it was the story of a peasant, or mujik, who fell in love with Catherine the Great, but she didn't share his ardour.
And the mujik went round and around.
I think share his ardour must be the longest pun ever coined. Good for you.
I haven't got any more, actually, to follow it up with. It's rather disgraceful silence.
Does your mate, my large friend...
I know this...
Well, out with it. Now is the time, sir. Don't bottle it up.
I can't get it up.
I think you could guess why a production of an opera in Russia...
Well, because it offended the
authorities.
Yes, I'll take that. It mocked despotism for 1 mark out of 2. The other mark you would have got if you'd said Coq d'Or, the Golden Cockerel, was the name of the opera, the French title for...
I use all that frequently.
Film music. 1 mark for the name of the film, another 2 marks on top of that for the names of 2 stars from the film. David, I really do think you might manage this without Frank, especially the film stars, because this film was loaded with stars. So I want the title of the film, please, and 2 stars from this.
Just mention a couple of stars, you're bound to score.
Broadway Melody.
The last film you saw, David, wasn't it?
Come and have a divorce from a partner.
The last one I saw was The Birth of a Nation.
If we tell you that the screenplay was written by Jules Verne, how would you get on there?
Oh, that... Round the world in 80 days.
Around the world. It
was around the world in 80 days.
Yes, I can't really mark that now. 2 stars, please.
2 stars.
Ursa Major. Go on. Ursa Major, the plough.
David Niven, isn't it?
David
Niven. Go on, have a go.
David Niven.
Thank you for one.
And the other one was Tom Mix.
I promise you, he's the only man who wasn't in that film.
But his horse was, half a mark.
Canton Flass, Sir Cedric Hardwick, Glynis Johns, Marlene Dietrich, Fanon Dell, Shirley MacLaine, Ronald Coleman, Noel Carr, John Gielgud, to name but two. Anyway, you have one mark out of three, David, for saying David Niven. Thank you very much.
Well, I also gave you the name of the film.
Only when I'd given you the name of the author. Dennis, here's a film for you. Once again, please, the title and two stars. Terribly like the Threepenny Opera theme, but it's not.
It's a foreign film, isn't it?
Depends who you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, bland assumption.
He must not be insular about this.
Well, as far as David Franklin is concerned, it would be a foreign film.
Yes.
A film,
in
fact. Yes, all right, I'll give you that. Yes.
I don't know what the film is. I can't think of what it is. I know I've seen it, and I can't think of what it is.
The composer writes tunes very much like this for a number of films of his nationality. Nino Rota, yes, an Italian film. I can't give you any help.
No, I'm sorry.
La Dolce Vita. Oh. Shall we ask you for a couple of stars for half marks?
Well, it's Marcello Mastroianni, yes. Nita Ekberg.
Yes, Yvonne Furneaux, Anouke May, Nadia Gray, Alex Barker. You have one out of two for that and none for the title, so that's one mark altogether. Ian, here's your film.
With no help, that's it, as they say. So we better have the title, I should think.
You'd like it in English or in American? In American, charade. In English, charade.
Yes.
Henry Mancini's music, written in the penthouse suite of a hotel in Mayfair.
Yes.
All this doesn't help you with the stars, does it?
Peter Stone wrote the script. Do you see how tantalizingly near I am to the fountainhead, but somebody's switched off the water?
Principal actor is Cary Grant. Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn, and James Coburn played a memorable part in it.
Well,
too.
He's older than the. Oh, no, I'm talking about Charles Coburn.
I can't give you a single mark in.
No, you can't.
Frank, canst thou answer this? Film and two stars.
A Friendly Persuasion, sung by Patricia Boone.
Sang the credits, yes.
And, I didn't see it, I was working. Wasn't Eop in it?
Eop, yes.
Eop.
Go on, who was it?
Yes. Awful, the mind goes blank. Gary Cooper.
Yes. I'll tell you who was in it. The film actress who stood with arms akimbo better than anybody else ever in pictures. Do you know what I mean?
Gene Parker used to do that. No.
I had in mind Marjorie Main. Anyway, two marks. Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, our keyboard men, play the beginning of some songs now, and you're supposed to complete the songs. David Franklin, here's yours.
The finest wine that a heart can cheer to me is freely meted. The cellarman deserves my praise, from duty never shrinking, for he deftly fills the glass I raise when I'm drinking, drinking. I'm FRANKLIN.
Anything for a plug. Well done, dear. That's not the verse I've got here, but it's a jolly nice verse and it gets you 3 out of 3. Thank you, David. A song. The moment you've been waiting for.
Don't laugh in anticipation.
A song.
No, that's cruel.
From De Norton. There he is.
You're a rotten beast.
sir, pretty butted in, sir.
Oh, of course, yes. That's
very Frank thought of you, and I forgot to do the very ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem to me, you're everything. The mere idea. Oh, I'm not going to get right through this.
It's this round that always reminds me that Dennis must need the money. Well, Dennis, you have 3 marks there in addition to your fee. And this is where we come to a fair treat, because Ian will now sing the rest of this song.
In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing.
Boom, boom,
boom. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure it steers your heart away.
Awesome. Absolutely lovely, Ian. I like Steals Your Heart. That was a lovely bit, that one.
That's a little bit of Irish blarney shoved in there.
Blarney, that was, yes. From the London-born Scotsman, Ian Wallace. Here's Frecknoe's song.
Take me one!
I think this key might be physically dangerous.
Take me where the girls go wearing those ribbons and frills and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
Don't
bury me on the lone prairie. Take me where the seamen go. Let's go down to some big town where they judge the girl by the colour of their clothes. And you'll look good in your buttons and bows.
Thank you.
I love
Thank you,
you
friend
in fashion. And I love you longer, stronger, when your friends ain't toting guns.
And that, I'm afraid, is the end of this week's My Music. Because of a certain flagging on the Ian and Dennis side, David and Frank win this week by 2.5 marks. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. The The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.